Magnify Jesus. Magnify the Lord. Seven, seven, seven. Seven, seven, seven.
Down the mountain, a river flows. It brings refreshing wherever it goes. Through the valleys and over the field, the river is rushing, the river is here. Come on. Down the mountain, a river flows. It brings refreshing wherever it goes. Through the valley and over the field, the river is rushing, the
The river of God, it sets my feet a dancing. The river of God, it fills my mouth with cheer. The river of God, it fills my mouth with laughter. We rejoice, for the river is here. Down, down the mountain, the river flows. It brings refreshing wherever it goes. Through the valley, through the valley, and over the field. The river is rushing wherever it's here. The river of God fills my mouth with laughter. The river of God, it fills my heart with cheer. The river of God, it fills my mouth with laughter. We rejoice, for the river is here. The river, the river. We rejoice, for the river is here. Down the valley, down the mountain, a river flows. It brings refreshing wherever it goes. Through the valley and over the field, the river is rushing, the river is here. The river of God, it fills my feet and dancing. The river of God, it fills my heart with cheer. The river.
We're gonna make it.
tell somebody.
I know somewhere, somehow.
Well, I know somewhere. I know somehow. You're gonna make it.
Tell somebody. I know.
I know somewhere. I know somehow. You're gonna make it.
I know somewhere.
I know somewhere. I know somehow. You're gonna make it.
Lift up holy hands and shout that out. I know somewhere.
I know somewhere. I know somehow. You're gonna make it.
Hallelujah. Tell us you're gonna make it.
You're gonna make it.
Tell him, shout it out. Shout it out, tell him.
You're gonna make it.
I know somewhere.
I know somewhere. I know somehow. You're gonna make it.
Yes, you are.
You're gonna make it.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
I know somewhere. I know somehow.
You're gonna make it.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You're gonna make it.
To the storm and the rain. We're gonna make it.
We're gonna make it.
Yes, we are.
I know somewhere. I know somewhere. I know somehow. We're gonna make it.
Through the storm and the rain.
I know somewhere. We're gonna make it.
Why don't you find yourself a prayer partner on that? A believing prayer partner.
We're gonna make it through the storm and the rain. We're gonna make it. Yes, we are. We're gonna make it.
Yes, we are.
all right. Just leave it be. Don't let that be the center of God and what God is doing.
Praise God. This is offering time. You can be seated for just a second. If you want to turn with me to 2 Corinthians, I'm just going to read 2 Corinthians 9. You've all heard this. But even though you've heard it, maybe you'll get something new out of it. Amen? It says, remember this, whosoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. How many of you have ever given reluctantly before? I raised my hand. How many of you have ever given reluctantly? If you haven't given reluctantly, I know you've been guilty of the second one. How many of you have ever given under compulsion? Man, I'm okay. I thought I was the only one. You know, sometimes you'll see something and you just feel compelled to give, but maybe that's not really what God's leading you to. Sometimes you can feel guilt, motivation to do things that God doesn't want you to do. But listen to this. For God loves a cheerful giver, and God is able to make all grace abound to you so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. For it is written, he has scattered abroad his gifts to the poor. Amen. Good morning. How are you doing? Praise God. How many of you want to be like that? You want to be able to, in all times, in all things, at all times, when it's good, when it's bad, that you will be able to abound. That's what this is talking about. You shouldn't give because I make you feel guilty. I shouldn't make you feel guilty, and it's not me, it'd be the devil. I'm just trying to encourage you. If you feel guilty, this is not for you. All right? If you feel compelled, if you're reluctant, God loves a cheerful giver. And you're not going to be a cheerful giver unless you're giving out of the abundance of your heart what God has spoken to you. It says, each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give. Amen? Are you getting the promise? There's a promise here. I'm going to read it for you one more time. And God is able to make all grace abound to you so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. That's a powerful scripture. And that's not a game, it's not a joke, it's real. How many of you want to be like that? You know, we can abound in all things at all times, in every situation, no matter what it looks like, because we've obeyed the word, amen? So how many of you are ready to give cheerfully? Have you decided in your heart what to give? If you're giving by cash, I have offering envelopes for you, if you like one. Brother Josh, can you help me? My mic cord is getting shorter every day. I think Sister Brenda wanted one. Anybody else? Hallelujah. You can stand if you've got your offering ready. Now, if you don't know what that word cheerful means, it means hilarious. It doesn't just mean that you're able to muster a smile. It means you're exceedingly glad about it. Now, why would someone be that cheerful about giving God money? Because they found out what it really means. Amen? How many of you are cheerful today? How many of you have seen God's grace cause you to abound in everything, at every time? Amen? All right. That's what we want. If you're ready, I just want you to stand. If you don't have anything to give, stand with us anyway and just lift your hands to God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we worship you and we thank you, Father. that you are causing us to abound in every good work. Father, it's our desire to bless you this morning, so we give cheerfully. We're not reluctant, but we are glad about it, Father. We want to bless you, and Father, we know that as we do that, you are blessing us. Lord, I covenant with every person in this room that you would cause their financial situation to turn around. If there's a need that they have, we just call that need met in Jesus' name. And Lord, we give you all the glory and the honor for it. And we thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. The Bible says you can bring your tithes into the storehouse. So we just bring them up. Amen.
How you take it is up to you. Amen. So they say a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. Why don't we move it all into the center? Isn't that good if we can do that? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Did you get to praise Jesus? Did you praise Jesus according to his excellent greatness? I pray that the Lord bless you. Amen. That your week goes in measure to your praise. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank the Lord. Look at somebody and say, God is still good. He's still on the throne. Don't waste your time. Look at somebody, look at the person on the other side and say, God is still on the throne. Don't waste your time. Praise the Lord. How many would you know God will always just demonstrate his greatness and his power. And how he does that is according to your faith. Amen. So there are a lot of people that think they stand on their own and God demonstrates his power by letting them know just how much weight they can handle. Amen. Somebody say praise the Lord. How many of you love the Holy Ghost and love God and want to get something out of today? Amen. You know, if we can just teach the Word, let the Word go forth, you know it'll get to the right place and do it exactly what God wants it to do. Let me say, praise the Lord. And I believe we have the Word of the Lord for you this morning. Amen. Yesterday, boy, we had a good day yesterday. As we were going forth and doing different things, we were going about the house of God. Everybody say, the house of the Lord. Thank God for the house. David said, for the zeal of thine house hath consumed me or just eaten me up. Somebody say, the zeal for the house of God. Everybody wants to say, I want a heart like David. You know, everybody wants to worship like David. Everybody wants the blessing of David. Everybody wants to be like David and claim David's blessing. Amen. But you know what? I picked up some. If you looked at the news, there was a girl in North Carolina this week, and somebody did a heart transplant in her. And this heart that they put in her, or the liver, and I think they put a liver and a heart in this girl, it wasn't the right blood type. And do you know she rejected that heart and died? So say a heart like David. See, there are a lot of people, you know, you got to watch what you pray for. Somebody say, it might not be your blood type. Somebody say, glory to God, don't you sit on me this morning, hallelujah. Somebody say, don't you leave me up here, amen, by myself this morning. But you got to have the right heart. Somebody say, amen. You got to be careful. You see, there are a lot of people walking around claiming this and claiming that, amen. But you better make sure you got the right blood type, amen. Amen. Somebody say, the right heart. Right spirit, right mind. I like what Brother Jesse said when he talked about sowing this morning. Amen. Said each man, amen, must make a decision in his own heart what he wants to do. Did it say make a decision in your head? Amen. No, it said make a decision in your heart. What a big difference. But some of us are on ventilators. We don't even have a heart. Amen. God wants to get us to the point to where we can live spiritually and live blessed. Amen. And get up to the level where God wants us to be. Because, you know, your mind comes and goes. You know, every once in a while, your mind comes and goes based on the wind and based on what circumstances or situations come around. Somebody say mental people. When we were kids, my sister used to get mad at me and call me mental. Amen. You know, everybody heard her. Everybody said, you acting so mental. Everybody say mental. Well, you know what? People can act mental too. Christians shouldn't be acting mental. We should be spiritual. Amen. And get up to the level that God wants us to be. If you're given with the wind and given with the change and circumstances, if circumstances have the ability to affect who you are, what you do, how you feel, how you praise God, guess what you are? You're not spiritual, you're mental. But God wants us to get to a spiritual level. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Where he's always exalted and always on the throne. Somebody say, praise the Lord. I want to minister today, if you'd let me. Amen. How many want to? You know, if you just touch God, you just touch heaven, everything will be all right. Things will start to get better. And you know what? You get a hold of the anointing of God, his power will start to work in every area of your life. Amen. Connect into the power and the lights will come on. Amen. Well, I was sitting up here working yesterday with Sister Bell. Amen. Thank God for that. And as you know, we were doing our bit, and I have a zeal for the house of God. And as I was sitting around here doing certain things, I was in this very room, and we were just working on the floor and vacuuming the floor, picking up specks and dust and lint and all this stuff. Somebody say hallelujah. And as I was doing that, somebody say your spirit. Everybody say spirit. Y'all know I don't have a problem cleaning. I love to clean. It's really easy to do that. Amen. Makes you feel good when things look right. Amen. But down on the inside, somebody say hallelujah. See, God is prophetic, and God really helps us out. I felt a grieving on the inside of my spirit. Amen. And of such, I never got before. And I told Sister Bell. Sister Bell was doing her bit. We have to clean in separate rooms. Amen. Or we inspect each other. We don't get much done. Amen. So she has to work on her side. I have to work on my side. But, you know, I felt this grieving, and I realized what it was. So say it was the spirit. Because you know what I felt, you know what? Somebody say the heart of the believer. Everybody say the heart of the believer. That's what we want to talk about this morning, the heart of the believer. God wants some people that have zeal. Somebody say zeal. About the things of God, about the house of God, about the people of God. Somebody say hallelujah. And if we're not too careful, we'll let our heart get away from us. Amen. And the Holy Spirit ministered some things to me, and I want to share them with you this morning. If I were going to title what I was going to talk to you about this morning, you'll get out of here when you get out of here. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Isn't he wonderful? Thank you, Jesus. Everybody say Valentine's Day. We just celebrated Valentine's Day, didn't we? Everybody have a good Valentine's Day? Natural things should happen on Valentine's Day. Everybody say love 5 times. Love, 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 love. You know, there are some things about love. Look at somebody and say, love isn't slack. And love never fails. Love isn't slack. And love never fails. And I got several things. Love is very responsive. That's how you can tell if you love something or not. You don't find out whether you love something or not until something's about to happen. You find yourself responding to things that you wouldn't normally respond to. Now, if you got somebody you don't care about, and you know you see them about to get into an alteration with somebody else, you're not going to be moved by that too much. Amen. But you let somebody talk about your wife, your husband, your child. Amen. Something just going to happen on the inside of you. Amen. Something going to click on the inside of you that lets somebody say, love responds. And if there is no response, people, guess what? Whatever you don't respond to, there's no love in your heart for that thing. You can't fake it. It's just natural. Some say it's in your heart. Write down this word. Some say apathetic. Apathetic. And when we are apathetic, when you look up the word apathetic, you know, it's something, things that don't respond are usually apathetic. You know, we get apathetic that we don't just care. We have no response in us whatsoever when we turn apathetic. And when we look at the word apathetic, this word, someone said, it says a feeling or showing a lack of interest or concern. Feeling or showing a lack of interest or concern, someone say indifferent. Everybody say indifferent. That's a wild word. You know, we can get indifferent about things, and when we get indifferent about things, we never are able to make a difference. When it really doesn't matter, somebody say, I just don't care. Well, okay, that goes to show something, amen. But when we get apathetic, we get indifferent about it. You know, it doesn't move us, it doesn't change us, things can happen right in front of us, it will never make a difference. But people that are indifferent will never be able to make a difference. But the Bible says those that know the Lord their God will be strong and do exploits. Now, how are you going to be able to do exploits when you're indifferent and you can't make a difference? Come on now, church. How are we going to be able to? Somebody say, you won't be able to make a difference in any area that you're indifferent about. And that's what God doesn't want you overcome by the world. He wants you to be a world overcomer. And these are certain things you got to learn to deal with in your, somebody say, check your heart. And when you find that apathy, you must deal with these things. It says feeling or showing little or no emotion. It means unresponsive. Don't say apathetic. See, there are certain people that know Jesus. You just mention his name and something happens on the inside of them. When you love something, you know, you go on a date with somebody or something happens. You just met your friend and boy, somebody mentions their name. You can tell in your eyes something's up. Amen. I like, there are certain people that love God so much, boy, you just whisper his name. You hear somebody else talking at the table behind you, it does something to you, amen? But we're indifferent about it, amen? When there's no genuine love, amen? Nothing happens. I like that thing, it says, if you're happy, you ought to show it, amen? Well, it's the same thing about God. They don't have to force you. Love just automatically responds when it's hot in your heart, when it's real in your heart. I know some people been saved 30, 40, 50 years. Boy, they sing a song, they just crack a note, they're ready to fall out. Why? Because they know they haven't allowed the love of God to die on the inside of their heart. Because it's not based on what's in their head, amen? It's based on what's on the inside of their heart. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody say love is never lazy. Say it again. And when I look at that word lazy, I pulled up some of these words when I was talking about apathetic, and I said, what are some of the other words that we can have that go along with apathetic? You know, we know that love responds. Love does something, amen? Faith works by what? Love, amen? And Bible says without, you know, faith works by love, and faith without what is dead? Faith without works is dead. So love works, amen? So whenever we find ourselves, whenever you see us laziness in any area, anywhere you catch it, guess what that is the result of, people? A lack of love and indifference. It is impossible. Amen. So it says, I love you, honey, but if you're not going to do anything about it, amen, then smile, you know, that don't mean nothing. If you love somebody, you're going to make a difference. Somebody say, hallelujah. Let's check out this. Everybody say this. There is no such thing. If I were going to title this, there is no such thing as a lazy lover. That's my title this morning. There is no such thing as a lazy lover, and I'll prove it to you in the Word. I love the Lord. Well, if you're lazy about it, there ain't no such thing. So say hallelujah. Love will always respond. I don't care who you are. Look, give me time to get myself together. No. Love is always ready to respond. Amen. Listen, when it says there is no such thing as a lazy lover, if there is no positive response, there is no love. Love is alive and love is powerful. And if there is no positive response, you have no love. So you can tell certain people, this is going on in my life, and if there's no response on the right side, amen, people, there is no love. You know, when you come with stuff, somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't see, there are a lot of people that just take up your time, take up your space, amen, but you need to find people to love. You hear what I'm saying? Bernie Mac, everybody know Bernie Mac? He has it right. He says one thing that's real intelligent and real smart. He said, come on, show me some love. Everybody say, show me some love. Don't tell me you love me and give me no hug, amen, then after the service is over, I don't see you. I'll pray for you. Oh, I'll pray for you. I'll pray for you. Ooh, you make it through, I'll pray for you. Let me hug you, but after the service is over, you can forget it. Amen. And then as you're walking away, they say that prayer for them. Bless them, Lord. Amen. Bernie Mac said, show me some love. I tell you what, you better learn to surround yourself with love, and you better be able to discern love. Love is not sappy words. Amen. Love has to do with action. There is no such thing as a lazy lover. When we were dying in sin, love responded. Come on now. When we were dying in sin, love responded. Love will always respond. Listen, people that have learned to love are always responsible. How can you tell? You know, somebody say, if you're not responsible, if you're not a responsive person, that you don't have any responsibility in your life. That's a result because you don't have a love in your heart to be responsive. See, people want responsibility when they have no love. See, you can look at, somebody say, qualifications of different things. We look at job descriptions and all this other stuff and where you've been and what you've done and all this other stuff. But I tell you what, if they have the qualification of love, they can do anything because the Bible says love never fails. Prophecy will cease. Amen. All this other stuff will go away. Your tongue will grow old. You'll shout, amen. People get tired, see you run around. But I tell you what, love will never cease, and love will always get the job done. It says, listen, people that have learned to love are responsible. Listen, a father without love for the family will never provide properly. I don't care what you say. I'm just trying to work it out. I tell you what, if you loved it, amen, I love my kids, then you get up and put some food on the table for the kids. I love my wife. It's, you know, she's the one for me. Amen. Well, love is more than words. Amen. I can find a puppy to give me affection. Amen. Little furry puppy. And I tell you, we can get real in here today. Amen. I say, but I can't love a puppy. Amen. But I tell you what, ecstasy only lasts for several seconds. Amen. But love will go on forever. Amen. There is no such thing, everybody say, there is no such thing. I don't care who you are, what you are, there is no such thing as a lazy lover. That's what I'm finding out. In this area, listen, people, a father without love for the family will never provide family. They won't be moved. They could see things about ready to go down, the light's about to get over, amen, but they're going to love themselves more and their time more, that extra sleep more, amen, than to love enough to get up and do something about it. Employees who don't love their job. You ever caught people like that? See, employees that don't love their job will be slack on company time. Then you might get some people say, I love my job. You ever caught those people? I love my job. You don't love your job. You just love the ability because they haven't caught you slacking yet. See, there are a lot of people that love their job. They're not loving their job. They're loving getting paid for doing nothing and not getting caught. Somebody say, hallelujah. People that love their job, amen, are going to do something about it. Somebody say, love. The Bible tells us do all things with love. Come on now. Do all things with love. And we learn to do everything with love. See, if you can't perform it with love, it's not God's will for you to do it. Because you're slack. I love my job. No, you don't. If you did, you'd do something about it. You'd be responsible on your job. Amen. You'd be performing that job with excellence. Amen. Not watching the clock. Come on. You love that job. You'd be wanting to push that company forward. You love your check. Hallelujah. Church members without love for the fellowship will never serve properly. I love my church. I love my church. When you love your church, you'll serve your church. And I'm not just talking about the building. I'm talking about one another in the church. Come on now. Don't tell me you love Nations Church, amen, and there's no natural. I'm not talking about getting busy. I'm talking about natural response. That's the difference between love. There are a lot of people that get busy for the moment. You know, they hear a message like this, and all of a sudden we get busy for 3 weeks, amen. I'm talking about on the inside when love motivates you. Come on, say love. Everybody say love. Love is responsible, and responsible means it's liable to require to give an account of someone's actions or discharge of a duty or trust. Involving personal accountability, without the act or guidance, without act or the act of guidance of somebody else. Now that's a mirror. That's another test of love. If you got to constantly ask somebody to do something, amen? You better catch something. You know, I'd love to go out to eat. If you got to pass all the clues, you don't have to pass clues when they love you. They should figure it out. Love is already willing to do it. When we were dying in sin, we weren't just crying, help me, Lord, because we didn't know there was any help out there. Amen. He knew. One thing I found about love doesn't need 911. Love doesn't need 911. Love already knows what's going on. The Bible says before we even ask, he knows. That's what love is all about. Amen. Sometimes we want to sit on the sidelines and, well, they never asked. I never did anything. Well, you know, that's not love. You don't need that. If you got the love of God on the inside of your heart, your spirit will motivate you and cause you. Somebody say response. When you see a need, you respond to it. And the act of you responding to whatever your heart leads you to makes you responsible. Loving hearts respond. Somebody say hallelujah. Isn't it good in here this morning? Isn't it good? Well, somebody say, am I responsible or am I responsive? Do I have, listen, if you're not responsive, don't blame it on yourself. Don't blame it. We're not asking you to be responsible out of your head because we understand that we're all whacked. God never intended it for it to happen. It's a heart thing, people. You know, if we're going to respond totally, if we're going to make our decisions on how we treat things and situations, amen, it will always be based on what goes on around us. But if we start to be motivated by the inward heart, amen, through circumstance that we can look beyond the situation, amen, and still give love, because love doesn't come from around us, amen. Love comes out of us from God. You can't build up love, you know, build up the points and then expect to be loved. That's not how love comes. Before the church was even started, we had love for it, amen. Before you got to know people, amen, the love of God should already been in your heart, amen. Because the love that we have has been shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. It's a supernatural thing. It's a spiritual thing. Man, there's something about you. No, I would have quit on you a long time ago. It's the love of God. Tell somebody. How do you hold on so long? I don't. Amen. I would have ditched you years ago. Amen. But God just keeps holding on. And it's the same thing for you. Somebody say unresponsible people. Everybody say unresponsible. You want to learn something about love? Because many of you are going to, you know, things are going to be happening in your life. And people, you know, I believe that God's going to do some things in the body of Christ, in the church. And you're going to see people that come in and kick up dirt and create a lot of activity and smoke all about them, amen. They get real busy for 3 weeks, for a year, 9 months, 10 months, but in the long haul, what happened? I want you to be able to discern love. Somebody say the love, God kind of love. I'm not talking about sickening sweet saints. There are a lot of saints that can be sickening sweet for this little 2 hours we spend on Sunday morning. But boy, when they get home on that phone. Am I in here by myself this morning? Am I in here by myself this morning? Amen. Sometimes I think sickening sweetness is cover up. Amen. When I see people sickening sweet, I think, boy, they done wore somebody out this week. Amen. Hi, how are you? They must have got me real good. Amen. Come on now. Come on now. You know, I just love you. Mm-hmm. I just love chicken too. Amen. I love tearing it up. Amen. I love eating it. Amen. Some say responsive. Now, the difference of being responsible is what? Unresponsible. Right? What's another word for being unresponsible or irresponsible? Everybody say irresponsible. Some say irresponsible. Irresponsible is, you know, somebody say it's a title. We pass out name badges, amen? Amen? And you know what? You should give yourself your name badge, amen? If you see something that go down, somebody, we should get a little name badge that says irresponsible, amen? I can see anything. I'm like, see, the Good Samaritan walked down the road, amen? He sees the person in need. He responded, amen, because he was responsible, amen? Somebody say, I'm a Christian. Amen. And if our heart's not telling us to do anything yet, maybe we should wear the name badge. Amen. Rod Counselor, Ministry, Irresponsible. Amen. I just don't feel God hasn't given me anything to do yet. Amen. My heart doesn't respond to anything. Come on now, I'm teaching good this morning. Amen. Because you know what? If we teach the right thing, we'll grow up to be what God wants us to be, and we'll see the power of God manifest. Because I believe we can be all that God says we can be if we tell the truth. Some say responsible. Everybody, now, unresponsible or irresponsible people become passive. Everybody say the word passive. Now, we got some good words out there today, didn't we? Write those words down, make them real big as we study this week. Amen. Passive. Amen. Apathetic. Lazy. I'm not beating anybody up this morning. Amen. We just give what the Holy Ghost gave us. Amen. Isn't that going to help us? Isn't it one thing we get up there and somebody keep telling you everything is good about you? Amen. They keep talking about your hair and you got a piece of corn stuck in your teeth. Amen. You go around with the corn in your teeth at the restaurant. And they keep telling, oh, your hair looks so good. Amen. I'd rather you tell me about the corn in my teeth, and you know, after you tell me about the hair. Amen. Everybody say, irresponsible people become passive. And notice that passive is not a noun. Passive is not a noun. Passive is an adjective. You say, passive people don't do anything. Yes, you do. Passive people have a willpower and a mindset to do absolutely nothing. It's hard work to do nothing. You got to make up your mind to do nothing. Notice we said do nothing. Someone say, you're doing it. Amen. But maybe what you're doing is nothing. Amen. I didn't do anything. Yes, you did. You did nothing. Come on. Isn't it good? You must will not to do anything. Now listen to this. It costs to be passive. The act of being passive is sowing seeds. If passive is an adjective, that means it's action. Now listen, we know that we reap whatever we sow, right? So it costs you something to be what? Passive. Now everything we pay for, guess what? We get, don't we? Some say, you're going to pay. Amen. You'll reap what you pay for. Now right here, now, passive means receiving or subjected to an action without responding. Isn't that neat? That's how I got that word, passive. That means that there is something, there's something that needs to be done and there's no response. Ignoring the heart. Amen. When we don't allow our heart, if our heart's so callous and so hard that where we just can't instinctively respond by the Holy Ghost to what God has for us, guess what that is? Passive. And we think, oh, they'll just get it together. Another word for passive is inactive. Okay? People of love are compassionate. Compassionate people live life with passion. The loveless are those that are passionless and indifferent. So when we see people that there is no response in their heart, the issue is, you know, that laziness or whatever it is, they're just not slack or lazy. The root of that laziness is a lack of love. The root of the passive person, amen, is not they've been just beat up so much and destroyed so much they don't get out there and try, or they're just an introvert. It's a lack of love. When we see indifference, amen, it's a lack of love. Some say, go to the root. Go to the root, because if you're going to love something, come on. You're going to do something about it, amen. If you see a car crashing, they said that they've seen mothers with their babies. They get in these car crashes, the car's about to catch on fire, and somebody's stuck under the car, and women will get up there and lift the car up with their own strength, amen. Why? Because something's on the inside of them. Love never fails. Love allowed them to lift the car. Amen. Now, if you got somebody wearing you out, running their mouth, and you just can't wait to get away from them, amen, you got an insurance policy, that car flips over, you're going to think twice before you pick it up, amen. You're going to put a little extra salt on that person's food. Amen? Oh, I'm just talking to myself this morning. Somebody said, I know people. I mean, I've been pastoring a while. Amen? Indifferent people, we don't care when things happen. Amen? The loveless and those that are passionless are indifferent. They will never make a difference because they don't care. Now, you know that God wants us to be fruitful with our life. Don't we know that? there are certain things that God has given us to accomplish in our life. Amen. And the things that God gave us to accomplish and the mission that he put on your life, that mission can only be accomplished the same way that he accomplished his. He had compassion about on all the people. Love motivated him. Wasn't just a command from the Father. There was love on the inside of his heart. Amen. Someone said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Amen. But you're not going to be able to keep the commandments of God, what God tells you to do. He might have commanded you to heal the sick. He might have commanded you to raise the dead. He might have commanded you to be a blessing to little children. But there's a command on your life, people, something that God wants to do that will cause you blessing. Amen. And until you get to the point to where you start to develop love. How do I get started in my ministry? Learn to love. You don't get out the, you know, you don't get out the dictionary and start studying up Greek words and planning your message. Amen. There's a lot of people that think all kind of crazy stuff. How do I start healing ministry? I'll just get all the videos, tapes I can find and watch them. Amen. Somebody say, learn to love. The act. Amen. We start to flow in love. When we start to put passion. Amen. You know what activates the call of God in your life? It's love. Love will activate the call of God in your life. You don't make it up as you go along. God has already placed in your heart the seed of what he wants you to do. Amen. And as soon as you activate love, people, you don't have to worry about stuff. It will just happen. You just start loving people. And before you know it, you'll be exactly where you want to be. If God called you to be a millionaire, you start loving. And all of a sudden, you're going to guess what's going to happen? Bam, there it is. Love will take you down the path that God has for you. Amen. And say, loving my way to success. You can do that, and it does work. Jesus' attitude toward the passive is expressed. See, we let passive people get away with a lot of stuff. If I just keep quiet, they won't catch me. You know, I'm a loud mouth, and it was so hard. Amen. I'm coming up for the extrovert loud mouth today. Amen. You know, we get these extroverts, and they're always the one getting in trouble. Anybody been the last one that said a whole bunch of people were talking in class? Amen. But the extrovert's the one that gets caught. Amen. You know, I had one buddy. We were on a job one time. Amen. And I learned something, you know. And we'd be in the office, and I work well. I work better than all of them. Amen. But I would feel, you know, the employer or boss would walk through, and everybody would turn around and get to working real busy. I thought that was lying. I'd never do that. Amen. But I was always the one to get caught. Amen. Even though I work harder than everybody else, but they knew how to look when the person walked around. See, but God sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but God sees the heart. See, God's not, you know, come on now. I mean, you want to look good, you can do nothing and save up time when you know they're just going to be watching. Amen. And get active during that point. See, man looks on that stuff. See, there's a whole lot going on other than just this little service up here. Amen. You spend, Sunday morning goes on from 11 o'clock in the morning. Amen. Sometimes from 11:40. Amen. Till about 12:30 in the afternoon. Amen. Amen. And that's exactly what you see. But behind the scenes, it was a heart. Amen. People of heart put the thing together and make the thing happen. Somebody say, glory to God. Jesus' attitude toward the passive express when he speaks about the lukewarm. You say, what's wrong with being passive? Well, I believe when he's talking about that lukewarm person, he's just talking about the passive personality. He said this right here. A passive person is indifferent. They can go either way. It just doesn't matter. They're just a go-with-the-flow person. Well, you're not going to be able just to be a go-with-the-flow person and make any difference in the world. You better get over that stuff and get passionate about something. Somebody say hallelujah. Revelation chapter 3, verse 14 through 16 says this, And the angel of the church unto the Laodiceans. Somebody say Laodiceans. Anybody heard about those Laodicean church? These things saith the Amen, and faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. He said, I know your work. Somebody say, I know your work. Isn't that amazing? In the last day, he's talking about this church. He said, hold on. He said, I know you're what? Everybody say what? Everybody say it one more time. Work. Today, it's gotten so easy. You can go to churches where they pay everybody to do everything for you. And, you know, it's all based. You just come sit down there before. Hey, we've already prayed for you. You just watch the screen. and you watch the little play. You sit down there. You know, we won't even take an offer. You can mail it after the service is over. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to. You just sit up there, and you'll be all right. You know, they create services where they allow the Christian to be passive. No pressure whatsoever. We don't want to offend nobody. We don't work at nobody. You know, just as long as they come, it'll be all right. Well, you know what you're breeding? You're breeding a bunch of passive Christians. Someone say Laodicea in church. He says, I know your works, that thou art neither hot, thou art neither cold nor hot. He said, I wish you were one way or the other. Make up your mind what you want to be. Amen. He said, you know, he said, I wish you were either cold or hot. Amen. So then, because thou art lukewarm, he said, that lukewarm person, he said, I'm going to spit you out. Jesus can't stand people that are in between stuff, you know, can't make up your mind in doubt, in unbelief. Amen. He wants you to be firm and in faith in what he called you to do and be passionate about it. He said, that person that wavers in his mind or that doesn't stay stable in their mind, amen. They're tossed by the waves of the sea and all this stuff. Don't think that you're going to get anything from God. You better find out what God said, what his command on your life, and you need to run toward that thing with great passion. So say, don't be lukewarm or passive about the call of God. Everybody say personality types. See, you get all kind of people. Some say the loveless. Everybody say the loveless again. Everybody say the loveless. See, now you catch certain loveless people in there. There's certain fruits of the loveless that you'll usually catch. Here's one. Those that don't love and those that do. Okay. The women, imagine this scenario right here. Some say loveless. Now, how many of you know when you're trying to form a relationship or get something? This lady's out here. She's cooking the dinner. She lights the candle. She gets it all together. She's trying to make things right. Amen. She's taking action to do something. Amen. And all of a sudden, he comes in. Amen. Anybody found people that they just don't love you and they just don't know it? They're not thinking about you. There are certain things that would happen if that person loved you. You know, the person that loves is going to help do something about it. Amen. Those that don't love, an excuse for their lack of love, they usually criticize, critique, talk about the wax that's on the tablecloth instead of getting in there. Amen. Criticism, amen, is just a little cloud. Whenever you see criticism, you'll catch that thing. People that never respond themselves, they have no response themselves, and those that do respond, all they do is criticize it. Amen? The loveless don't do themselves. They only complain about those that do. So you better catch that. They blame the other for their lack of labor. That's another thing that people do that don't have love themselves. Well, I would do it, but you did this. Well, what I do is not based, the love of God is not based on what I do, amen. It comes from the heart of God. So you can't blame anybody. Well, I was going, amen, but all of a sudden this happened. I got offended. I got ticked off. Well, Jesus, amen, many tried to offend him, amen. There's no guarantee that people are going to sit up there and applaud you every time you step out to do something from God. He's not asking you to do it in your flesh. He's asking you to do it by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So you can never blame anybody for your lack of response when the love is coming from your from the inside. Somebody say hallelujah. God's love developed does not need to be called like 911. Everybody say that. God's love does not need to be called like 911. He already knows and he's already ready to respond. I enjoyed being with y'all this morning. So say, how many of you want to develop the love of God on the inside of you? You know, and that's what we wait about. We just have to keep teaching. We just have to keep preaching, amen? Not until people learn how to do stuff. You can teach, you know, you can do all kinds of stuff, but until the people get enough word on the inside of them, amen? Get beyond the fluff. Get beyond just dead deeds and dead works, amen? And start to respond with passion. Things start happening. I like that. Miracles happen when passion's there. Things look better when passion's there. Amen. Things smell better when you got people of passion. Amen. You never fail with people of passion. And if you don't have passion in your life, it's the result of not, of never, it's never the result of what's going on around you. Amen. Never, ever the result of what's going on around you. And if you don't have relationship, passion in your relationship, passion in your ministry, passion in your call, If you're looking around trying to blame somebody else, you're looking in the wrong place. Amen. It has to do with your own heart. Amen. Passion comes from God. Amen. And that's how you keep it. We sing, this joy I have, the world didn't give it to me. The world can't take it away. It's the same thing. This love that we have, the world did not give it to you. Amen. And the world can't take it away. Why don't you stand up right where you are? Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Say, God
has called me
to life
and life
more abundantly.
I have
the ability
to love.
Therefore,
I have the ability
to manifest
God.
Excellence flows through me
as God
flows through me. Right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Just love the Lord just for a couple moments as we're about to get out of here. Amen. And just keep those things fresh in your heart. Keep those things fresh in your heart. Amen. We'll be posting some things. I'll probably put a page on the website this week. Let you know where we are. Amen. Somebody said evidences. Amen. The Bible says you know a tree by the fruit it bears. Amen. Amen. Evidences of the loveless. Amen. Amen. You got love, you'll do what God wants you to do. The other thing we found out too, I left this out. I found it amazing that as I was studying this laziness, it said one of the fruits of laziness was lateness.
Amen.
That's a fruit of lovelessness.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And I'm going to address this real quick, too. We start church. We usually get this thing kicking around about 11 o'clock. Amen. There's no reason to roll in here whenever we feel like rolling in here. Especially if you got a ministry call. Most of the people in ministry need to be here at 10:30 at least. Amen. You call the ministry. Amen. You call to serve God. You call to do all that other stuff. Only wrong reason we don't. You know, well, pastor's not here. Pastor's not supposed to be in the library at 10:30. Amen. He's getting ready to deliver the word. That's crazy. That's just absurd thinking. That's loveless thinking right there, because it looks around and tries to find our excuse for our own heart. Amen. We're to respond. Amen. Our response. Now, it's amazing. We have to, if we're going to walk in the love of God, we've got to get other people out of the way and say, what am I to do? I don't care if everybody shows up at 4 o'clock. What does God want me to do? Amen. I don't care if a visitor never shows up. I'll be in the visitation booth. I don't care if somebody didn't buy the coffee beans. I'll grind it. I'll push the coffee grinder. Amen. Because love's on the inside of me. And we start to flow like that, great things and wonderful things will start to happen. We get to be here tonight. We get to be here tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Sunday night service. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Regina. Regina, we're going to be praying for Regina. Amen. Make that note. Amen. Also praying for Sister Rebecca. Amen. Her sons having issues. We're going to be believing God there. Amen. That God will work it out. Anybody else got a special prayer request this morning? Mel says pray for her. Amen. And we get to have church tonight. Amen. And the butlers are here. Did I get that right? Thank God. We got the butlers one more time. And y'all should be happy about that. Amen. Somebody ought to bless them. Y'all go out and have a good cup of coffee. We get to see y'all tonight at 7 o'clock. Hallelujah. Put on some music. Hallelujah.